Okay. Oh boy. All right. Well, it's a little misty out here today. Back it up. What am I saying? Well, noises. They're fun. They're funny. And they're fun.
Take a look in a mirror. Go on, take a good long look. Is your snoring so loud that nobody wants to sleep in the same room as you?
That's not something you can see in a mirror.
Now you know who is. Because everybody knows somebody who snores. Now am I right? Or am I right? So listen up. Get a Zipa and stop snoring now. Zipa.com. That's Pete Snowlenders. Contact On Deck. Funding could be available in just one business day. On Deck is publicly listed on the New York Stock Exchange and has provided over $2 billion to small businesses like yours. So go to OnDeckLending.com today or call 800-294-2574. That's 800-294-2574. Now, a credit repair tip from CreditRepair.com. Credit tip
not.
Sirius XM Channel 96. Welcome to my world.
Are you being denied credit? Are you paying high interest?
Jesus.
Clapping and the other ones in the morning. Don't talk to me. I haven't had my goddamn Dunkin'.
Those people are wily, aren't they?
Good morning.
Yeah, don't say anything. I haven't had my coffee yet.
All right, easy. My wife loves it. I don't even drink coffee. Every morning my wife goes, Bob, you going over to Dunkin' to get yourself a coffee?
No.
Okay, Bob, what I'm saying is get your fat ass in the truck and go get me a coffee.
Won't you have Belt swim over there with a shaved little butt and go get you a coffee?
I got a wink in the eyes, wink in the head likewise, from sitting and looking on television. The burglar comes sneaking in and breaks the latch, while Grandma, she is looking on the wrestling match. She throws him on the floor, although she's 90 years old. She says, I got him with a step over toe hold. I turn on Elvis Presley and my daughter scream. I fear she had a nervous breakdown cause of him. I wonder why he wiggled while to the beat. As a boy, he must have had a loose bicycle seat.
Oh, television, television, I'm a sick from a looking on television.
I got to wait.
The Germans. It's a German cool house. The cool house sandwiches, yeah.
So, it's right there, and I'm walking, and there's this, like, Tyler the Creator looking black dude, like, leaning out the window, baseball cap, staring at me. I'm not even looking at him. I'm across the street just walking, just staring at me as I'm walking. He yells across the street. Man, you don't even want an ice cream sandwich? I'm like, fucking goddamn right I do. Watch. We're friends now.
Leon speaks to a whole bunch, and I hope in my heart, really hope in my heart, that nigga get a chance to put some money away. Before they steal it all. Well, niggas, I know they on him like flies on shit, man.
He's talked about this for many years, how the affection that Richard Christie's dad has for Richard and vice versa, he loves that relationship. And part of it is, you know, the backwoods kind of stuff, but it's more the bond that the two of them have and how he always leaves us.
It's both of the two. I mean, Howard said, you know, I spoke to my dad the other day, he didn't have anything like that to say, but it is, you know, I'm sure that Howard and I grew up in a very suburban area, you know, 20 miles away from Manhattan. So our vision, Richard's dad brings to life what the rural life, I think it's like. He sort of brings that to life.
And Regan, enjoyed Gary, to hearing Gary on the show today. Not live, but in that call.
Well done. Well done. There's some of the hip-hop channels would love to you to host on weekends or something. Just your recorded voice would be great.
That was so much fun to do. It really was. That woman was, she really liked me. And I feel a bond.
She did. She wasn't going to hang up that phone.
I know. I'm the one who answered the call.
These people.
I ran out of lines.
Did you ever use those lines?
It's like
in your life.
It's a show that happens after the Howard Stern show, where they talk about things that happened on the Howard Stern show. I don't know.
They're dumb lines, and somebody's liking them.
They're just like, Tampa, you're on the Howard Stern wrap-up show with John, Gary, and Regan from Alt Nation.
Did Baba Booey just need to have his own show?
No, it's Rob.
Oh, sorry, Rob.
That's all right. The whole embedded thing. When Bigfoot is high-pitched, does anybody else find it disturbing that the fact that cleanly that our government is paying for it? I mean, I don't want to get too political, but doesn't that bother people?
This is what I'll say. I am a well-known bleeding heart liberal. I will say that all the way. And I am very much in favor of government assistance for people. And when you're giving stuff to the masses, the people that need stuff are going to get it. And then there's people who are going to exploit the system. And it's an unfortunate byproduct of the system. And so there's somewhere there's a mother with four kids who badly needs that welfare. And I have to live with Eric sponging off me as well to make her happy.
Yeah, I'll be a little more direct than Gary. It bothers me. It really does. And I get no system is perfect. And like Gary is saying, some in need, you know, you have to have pay. But you hear some of these. Howard even said today, I want to stay home and play PlayStation all day and have someone pick up my laundry and get all the privileges that High Pitch Eric does. And it can be frustrating. Yeah,
I'm pretty sure Howard Stern has made enough money that he could probably do that.
You know, but yeah, listen, you come to work, you do your job, you put in a fair day's work and get paid and you go home. Some of that gets taken so Eric can play some PlayStation. That's a tough pill to swallow. But again, you know, there are a lot of people that need it. So I'm going to go liberal with Gary on this one a little bit, and I'll kick Eric in the hallway, I guess.
And by the way, what are the odds that if they deleted the entire welfare system tomorrow, closed it down, what are the odds that you'd see another nickel in your paycheck? The government just put it somewhere else. I'm like, fuck it. Just
a lot of potholes.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm like, it's not like it's going to make... They're not going to give it back to us, so okay, let it keep going.
Good question, Rob. Thanks for calling in. All right, let's get our poll results from Rasan. The question was, what do you think High Pitch Eric will do right after the show, Rasan?
These are also disturbing, so... We'll just start it from the bottom up. Fourth place, 14% of the people voted that he's going to have Joey Booth apply anus cream on him.
14%?
Yeah.
Wow, that came in last. All right, what? And next?
21% in third place, pleasure himself in a men's bathroom stall.
Okay.
Makes me want to throw up.
He does that two or three times a day.
Second place for 30% was eat bland pasta with too much Parmesan. And not surprisingly, in first place, 36%. Was Cyberstock Donnie Wahlberg.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense, yeah. I'm surprised. I thought Donnie Wahlberg was going to get a lot more votes than that. I was hoping he'd come out at 69%. That would be... Oh, yeah. That would be...
Because, yeah, you know...
this one and you fuck the shit I'm done. Cause ain't no hoe in my blood, no hoes in my circle. Loyalty over love, I kill a bitch on purpose. There's no hoes in my blood, but anybody want money? All I know is flipping back. Look, we don't do no, we'll do no running. Look, it ain't in my DNA. Blood thicker than water, but my money thicker than lead.
Janet Jackson's Rhythm Nation.
Show. Now here's the guest of honor, straight out of Queens, New York. York, Sirius XM, please welcome Action Bronson.
How you guys doing? Thank you for coming. Thank you. I see you, Sheep.
It's good to have you here, man.
How the hell are you? Look good.
Yeah, as do you, sir.
You look expensive.
I'm trying to address my tax bracket. Don't let them fool you. You look good, too. Don't
fry your
little car hurt.
With my leg.
This is a... People think you just got to tuck your dick.
You tape it down?
Yeah. Between your legs like a tranny. That's how I do it, bro. All right, it's good to have you here, man. The first time you were on with us was you came on for I Hate or Love It and crushed that shit.
That was the first time I was, like, on the radio, period.
And that was a few years back.
It was, four or five years back. You guys put me on early.
Yeah, and well,
people seem to like on. People seem to like it.
You
it was
won.
Not that much. Yeah, I won, but you know,
it's not easy to win on that shit. So,
nah, it's
and,
crazy.
And then you and then to win and then continue going, it was nuts. It's really awesome to be sitting across from you talking about your first major label debut, Mr.
Incredible.
Wonderful.
Incredible times.
So, how'd you come up with the name, Mr. Wonderful?
It was something that my mom used to call me when I was being an asshole. You know what I mean? It's kind of like a tongue-in-cheek type of thing. Oh, look, this fucking guy, Mr. Wonderful over here. That's where it came from.
Is that where you got your sense of humor from? Because all the pictures that you use, there's some humor in them.
I say he was my grandfather. He was a funny fucking Jew.
Yeah.
Like an old, funny Jewish guy. It was incredible. Irving.
Shout out to Irving.
Shouts to Irving that he's dead, though, but shouts to him.
Down.
Well, he can't hear shit.
Well, he might.
It's my man, though. He's an incredible human being. He taught me a lot about comedy. We watched a lot of Rodney Dangerfield and Jackie Gleason together.
You're self-deprecating in a lot of your pictures and stuff like that, which you don't see that much in rap. It's kind of refreshing to see you approach it.
Yeah, I just go for a good laugh. You know, life is funny. It's a good time.
Word up.
You don't have to be too serious about shit.
My favorite was I was jealous of you when I saw the one where you had the girls on the leashes and they were eating out of the toilet bowl and shit.
That was
so good.
That wasn't my best hour.
Are you kidding
me? That wasn't my finest moment.
Your mom?
They weren't on leashes, but they were Asian.
Is there a correlation?
I don't know if there's a correlation between my mother's calling. Hold on. Hello? Hello? Hey, mama, I'll call you back in a minute. I'm just doing something. I love you. Oh, I got a package. The eagle landed. I love you. I'll be by later. All right, let me go. Woman, I gotta go. I'll call you later, man. Stop trying to get another word in. All right, bye, I love you.
And there she is.
That's her.
That's the genesis of Mr. Wonderful just called up. You spoke on her.
It's really crazy.
Hell yeah.
I made it happen. I.
Hey, 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 hey,
sir.
Hey,
hey, sir.
Hey,
hey, sir.
Hey.
Yeah. One, two, three.
Hey.
Yeah,
we be yawning. We be yawning. We be yawning. Yeah, we be yawning. We be yawning. Yeah,
we be yawning.
Cause there's not another rhyme quite like mine. And when it comes to having showmanship, I really don't care who you're going to get. Cause rappers hate me. I'm so defiant and I can get stupid just by dropping science.
I might like you better, baby.
don't you get to know? You show you what I got in my sweater. Call the red hair, the bitch in charge. And if we set a lot of bar, I make you see skies get large. Get hard, go far, go far. Wanna
touch you, watch you fucking see my money in my
eye. I might like you
better, baby.
Let's get together,
baby.
Wanna hold you, get to know you, show you what I got in my sweater. Call the red hair, the bitch in charge. And if we set a lot of bar, I make you see skies get large. Get hard, go far, go far. Wanna
touch you, watch you fucking see my money in my
eye. Ride, no lie, just
get inside me.
Like you better if
you describe
me. Try me, watch me finish. Like you better if you
get up in it.
Might look like you better if we slept together. Might look like you better if we slept together. Might look like you better if we slept together. Might look like you better if we slept.
Move that dope, 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 move that
Dope. Soon as it get out the rope, keeping this song like a meat. Girl on my link, poking the sink, chopping that work like karate. Serving a new Maserati, in a brand new Maserati. That's a whole lot of new money. Session that hot from 12. Moving them squares on them bills. Serving the raw, it's a year. Beating that
yeah.
Like who's a kitchen? Whipping and fishing for a kid. Drinking no syrup, I'm rolling them pants. Make myself a boss, I'm bossing a plug. Either way you put it, nigga, I'm good. Triple salute, nigga, straight out the hood. Make a soda water splash and scale. Fork on my right and my pot and my limb. Leaning our way over to the side. I whip me a 4-way to a 9. The dirty, the money is homicide. And my recipe can be televised. Young nigga, move that dope. Young nigga, move that dope. Ain't move that dope, ain't move that dope. Young nigga, move that dope. Young nigga, move that dope.
Young enough to still sell dope, but old enough that I know better. When they singing it's 42 for that white powder, I know better. Get it, nigga, I know better. Put a smile on the devil's face. Who don't want to sell dope forever and let me roll it to the vessel break? Fish scale and the tooth door that I fish tail. Fiberglass, Ferrari leather, and the design of shit that I miss there. Yeah, look at the jewels, the jeans, the jewels. I'm matching the monkey. From 16 years old, I'm whipping in kitchens, watching my junkies. Pop, wait before meat goes. My dinner plates, no silverware. All you niggas, my e-holes. Toss a kilo like a free throw. Frank House had the peephole. Made it through to the other side. Now,
nothing. Trap sucks. That's all.
Try to leave the best for later. But pussy try to put me on the respirator. The old skateboard Pete, that's your favorite. Me and 20 girls doing yoga naked. Frequency high, like a spaceship. She say that she like it, then she been exposed. The Gandalf hat and the weird ass clothes. That's coming out saw and the Buffalo. I know gorilla with the triggers that's on the banana clippers and packing with the biggest missiles. These niggas is knocking over vehicles. These niggas ain't waiting just to see niggas. These niggas ain't trying to hear please niggas. These niggas like chopping down trees niggas. These niggas want to drink and they squeeze niggas. These niggas hit the weed and they leave niggas. She niggas. If you got 2 holes, you need to let one go. 2 handfuls, you need to let one go. All these drones, why y'all smoke drove? Never honest, guy. I'm trying to let y'all know. Ain't no standards, I'm a set one though. Big ass bag, but no man stand though. All that war, we need to let that go. That boy in business, I'ma get that hoe.
Young nigga, move that dope. Young nigga, move that dope. Ain't move that dope, ain't move that dope. Young nigga, move that dope. Young nigga, move that dope. Young nigga, move that dope. Ain't move that dope, ain't move that dope. Young nigga, move that dope. Young nigga, move that dope.
Think about that coupe with no roof. Young nigga cash out. Pass him in the purse, pass him in the Zelle. Young nigga about to pass out. 12 jump behind him, got some in the car. Young nigga about to smash out. Me gon' hit that line, say he got some rich. Nigga, John Fresh about to come out. Quick trip, round the corner, dropping 9. Got the jacket and the lunch line, smoking out. Cocaine, cocaine, y'all boy. Like Mickey Monday. Take over the project. Rub a line, need no way. I can't afford a 5 in my coat. While I'm serving dope to
well, and with that, the phone line is open if anyone feels like calling. I don't know. I doubt anyone has anything say after that. I mean, Move That Dough pretty much speaks for itself, so.
'87 in progress. Everybody get it, everybody's a target. These niggas got me on my shit. 40 Glock, give a mad thing in the cartridge. '87 in progress. Everybody get it, everybody's a target.
Talk, talk.
These niggas got me on my shit.
Walk through.
These niggas got me on my shit. '87 in progress. Everybody get it, homie, stick to the concept. Celebrity deathmatch, niggas is garbage. Run up to the award show, air out the carpet. Murder every DJ, spinning that car, bitch. Via satellite while America's watching. Every artist on the carpet is a target. R&B singers show, hit them regardless.
We all have this shit right off the mosh pit. Counterclockwise, waving them losses. Show up at the office while you having a conference. Deliver the Rambo to all of your sponsors. Groupies can get it too. Suck in the dick of a nigga that got more bitch in him than you. And you part of the problem. I'll tell you to the back of the leg. Drag your ass by your red bottoms, bitch.
187 in progress. Everybody get it, everybody's a target. These niggas got me on my shit. 40 Glock, give a mad thing in the cartridge. 187 in progress. Everybody get it, everybody's a target.
Talk, talk.
These niggas got me on my shit.
Walk through.
These niggas got me on my shit. 30 racks on the neck of an artist. About another 20K on his arms. This nigga flashing 50 grand, walk around here looking like food for the wolves. Listen, Illuminati rap. We're a ride to that. Everybody popping money, look at how they act.
Y'all sweat.
The whole place emotional. Wake up and find out some dude Frank Ocean you.
I am bound to adapt to the wackness. You niggas got that wet. We got this. The same lame niggas sprinkled on your playlist. Oversaturated twist of the gayness. Oh, you niggas better not say shit. Smile in my face and never play my shit. Shit. Wrong niggas to play with. It's hot. The homies got haters they stay with.
I wonder if Skype would work well on the phone going through the car, if that would work. Make some noise for the Venga Boys. '979 here. Get my. Hello, who is this? Is.
Hey, this is Mary from Austin.
Hello, Mary. How's it going?
Pretty cool. I just have like a dumb question.
Great. There are no dumb questions. That's not true. They're all dumb questions.
Yep. I was just wondering how your arm was.
Oh, it's fine. It's fine. Now, if I push on the spot
right around where I got my shot. It's still a little tender, but I mean, I have full range of motion back and all that stuff. Like, it's, yeah, it's fine. This weekend was crazy because I was just kind of stuck in bed with, like, it's like flu-like symptoms without any of the head stuff. So it was like fever and chills and just aches and pains and all that stuff. Like, it was
oh,
real,
damn.
It was real fucked up. But yeah, since then, since like Sunday midday, that stuff kind of subsided, and now it's just like my arm's a little sore. But yeah.
Well, that's good that you're not, like, busy and shit all the time, so that sounded pretty bad on Friday.
It got weird. It got weird all weekend. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I'd never heard about that before with, like, a tetanus shot. You wouldn't think something like that would, like, take you out the whole weekend.
Yeah, it was weird because, you know, I had never heard of that either until that day when a guy that I work with said, like, oh, he's getting ready to have a kid. And he said, yeah, I just had to go get this shot because I'm getting ready to have a kid and they want you to get it. And then he was similarly fucked up for like a day and a half or something like that. So, yeah, it was a good thing that I had that conversation with him because I wouldn't have known why it was happening and probably would have freaked out or something. I don't know. It was weird.
Well, that leads to a super creepy follow-up question. Are you
going to
have a kid soon or something?
No. I mean, not... I mean, there's nothing currently in the works, for sure.
Yeah, hey. I was, like, looking up tetanus shots, and they recommend pregnant women get them, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I had never heard that before. I totally wouldn't have known.
Yeah, I wouldn't have thought that would be the case either. But no, I just, you know, I hadn't been to a doctor in a pretty long time, and my health insurance had changed like 2 times since the last time I had been to see a doctor. So I didn't have any of my medical history with me or anything like that. So they're just like, we're just going to give you this shot. And I'm like, yeah, sure, that's fine. Why not? And if I had known what it was going to do to me, I would have said, fuck that, fuck you, no thanks. But there you go. So, but yeah, no, I went in.
Well, cool.
And, you know, clean bill of health and all that sort of stuff. It's one of those things where they look at it and go, oh, your blood pressure is really good. Oh, your cholesterol is really good. It's like, yeah, that's right. Exactly. I'll see you in another 9 years.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Cool.
Well, that's all for me. I just wanted to steal Rain's question.
Yep. All right. Good on you.
Be an asshole.
All right. Cool. See you later.
Somebody else followed it on Mixler, damn it. Come on, you guys.
Exactly.
What the hell?
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Later.
Okay, we'll see.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Smoking at the St. Anthony's Pigs. I discover who I am.
And I'm invested all for me, hurdy-gurdy.
Stuff, but
back on tonight or something, if I remember. Fucking Fred Durst, this track is all right. Killer bees in the club with his ladybug. Brought his sword to the dance floor to cut a rug. Love is love all day till they throw slug. And take another life in cold blood. Can't feel me till it's your blood. Murder race tremendous, crime is endless. Same shit different day. Father forgive us. They know not what they do. All praises do. I'm big like Easy, get big bear fool. What's that? I didn't hear you. Shut the fuck up. Come on a little louder. Shut the fuck up. Everybody in the gavern now. Shut the fuck up.
What's the scenario? Coming through your stereo. Why risk it? Lifestyles of the prolific and gifted. Ain't essential vitamins and minerals delicious. Word on the street is, they bit my thesis. Knocked out their front teeth is, trying to taste fine. Acting like they heard through the grapevine. Dope feeling for the baseline. Super five round. Pharmaceuticals. Hardest nails to the cuticle. Where'd you find that monster? She beautiful. Wu-Tang and Limp Bizkit. Roll on the sack. Kick a hole in the speaker. Pull a plug and then jack.
Mic check. So what's it all about? Where we gonna run? Maybe we can meet up on the sun. Discretion is advised with a blood of virgin eyes. We're limping on the track with the method. So get the sun block. You're getting one shot. Until you dissolve, I revolve around everything you got. From out of nowhere, prepare. You'll be blinded by the glare. I told you not to stare. Now you're turned into stone. Without a microphone. But don't you forget you're in the zone.
So shut the fuck up.
And take that shit back. Cause all your shit's whack.
Deal, deal with it.
When it's weighed out like that. Burning up your brain like a piston. So all those who didn't listen. Never even knew what they were missing. And never even knew that the sky was falling down. Wu-Tang Clan full of clowns.
What's that? I didn't hear you.
Shut the fuck up.
Come on a little louder.
Shut the fuck up.
Everybody in the gavern now.
Shut the fuck up.
What?
Shut the fuck up. Just shut the fuck up.
What's that? I didn't hear you.
Shut the fuck up.
Come on a little louder.
Shut the fuck up.
Everybody in the gavern now.
Shut the fuck up.
What?
Shut the fuck up. Just shut the fuck up.
Your head all day, every day, S-I-N-Y, 10304, Wu-Tang, Killer Bees, and the
it's
left, B-I-Z-K-I-T, y'all know the time, y'all know the rhyme, it ain't easy being greasy, in a world full of cleanliness and, you know, all that other madness, we gone, peace.
market. For niggas pumping weed by the mini market. Bring it when you see me park it. I think big like Diddy office. I fuck a hoe with a baseball cap on like Mr. Marcus. Yeah, my family feud like Richard Dawson. The survey said I'm hiding right in your apartment. It's Brick City, right beside New York. Yeah, the streets is watching. Even mimes wanna talk. I run up on a DJ, smack him on camera. Making sure I get my wax on like Danielson. Feel my genuine draft, not Miller. I can walk up in the church and start a mosh pit up. Yeah, I bring the pain. 11th member of the Wu-Tang. But flow tiger style crane. I'm black nigga riding that gravy train. The rap criminal, my artifacts hard to tame. Bitch wanna complain, no use of barking. Cause we can go neck to neck like Pam and Martin. You smoke like a carton. A Newport's nigga on my New Jersey shit. And New York nigga, yeah. Gilla House. Gilla House in the motherfucking building, y'all. Been a long time since East Coast had this motherfucking rain.
Gilla House.
Yeah. Yo, check the nigga flow. I knock out the mic like Buster Douglas. Bitch, leave a nigga bro. And Jigga know when I clutch the penis. Fuck them hens, I'm putting pad grabs in a bigger bow. Fuck trying to take a pack of protein. Cause when I brawl, I'ma stay strapped like cocaine. Blow smoke rings in a meeting. If I ain't getting half of what I sell, you ain't eating either. Our leader won't take no shorts, I know better. It's D-O-C, MPV for Vendetta. I'm always on point, never skip or slip. My bitch stay trying to kill me like Mrs. Smith. If I carry two cannons, no time to pull out. I bust through the side of my jeans like Bruce Banner. My dogs do it on camera. And to them, I'm Big Brother Almighty from Gamma Phi Gamma. I roll like a rider should. And when a chick blow die, she be famous like Monica. Hardcore in the blood, get the best in line. Put the iron to your watch, just impress for time, nigga. Yeah, Gilla House, nigga. You already know what it motherfucking is.
You already know. As it turns out.
Hey, ladies!
Oh.
shit to talk about.
So
let's do it.
I'm sure. Maybe I wasn't actually ready for this. This was not. Oh no.
I'm the definition of half man, half drugs. Ask the clubs.
Half man, half drugs. He's the definition of that. P. Diddy started out all man, no drugs, and now half man, half drugs. It's tragic, really.
Mike or this ballpoint. Got it locked. With the clock, got you butt naked to your socks.
Yeah.
The West Side Connect thugs. Ain't no California love, no. Just California slug.
My popular demand, the best now back.
What?
He loaded, been a jack for another two platinum plaque. It ain't new, West Side has been harder. Since Cube at the curl, tripping on the Raider starter. Cocked is a must, if it heat you trust. Now bang the hot hopper, draw all four bucks. Buzz, smoke dust, then take 10 paces. With big bright bows on my flame fat lace.
Thunder panel, highest flyer. It's the return of the three kings ruling for the game, bang empire.
Yeah.
Dub, see the seat and be walker, conductor, blue chucker, painter, band, topper, still banging on you busters.
Yeah.
In the shark bar, G'd up, I got him nervous. With holes breaking gas in the candy spade purses. Fresh off a two-piece, smelling like a pit. It's the bandana the swagger from the number one clip.
Let it rain, make it bang. Yeah. Niggas in my hood saying fuck everything. Let it rain, make it bang. Niggas in my hood saying fuck everything.
Figures that the first time it fucking rains during the, like, work day in, like, I don't know, a year, 6 months, I don't know, 3 months, whatever. But anyway, the first time it rains during the day in a pretty long time is, the one day that I have to go out for a little bit. That's what I get for saying yes to meetings that don't happen inside the building. I should have been like, nah, that's cool. I'm good.
Let me know where you from.
Let it rain, make it bang. Skips, niggas in my hood saying fuck everything. Let it rain, make it bang. Niggas in my hood saying fuck everything. Let it rain, make it bang. Niggas in my hood saying fuck everything. Let it rain, make it bang. Niggas in my hood saying fuck everything. Fuck everything.
Man, there's a lot of brothers out there flaking and perpetrating, but scared to kick reality.
Yo, Dre, you've been doing all this dope producing. You had a chance to show them what time it is.
So what you want me to do?
Drive home.
get over. I gotta get over. I've got to get over on these fools. I waited too long. Waited way too long. This light's gonna turn green. This bus is trying to turn left. It'll take forever for this bus to turn left. That'll give me the time for this right lane to clear. And I should be able to get over. See what happens. Okay, the bus is inching forward. Alright, this truck is gonna let me in. This truck is letting me do it. I've done it. Okay, that's. Tempting to think that things could have gone differently for Krayshawn, but maybe not. Maybe it was actually literally full on impossible for a full length Krayshawn album to be anything other than what it was. Didn't she, like, was there like a falling out or something with like the guy that wrote the lyrics to this song or something? I don't remember the specifics. Speak, whatever. Speak. Yeah. been a while. Instead, you can, like, you know, instead of, like, looking at this and feeling, like, kind of good about this track and going, like, well, you know, hey, we captured a period in time and it was popular, it was fun, we had fun. Now I just think about it and go, like, man, this is where Lil Debbie came from. Like, Lil Debbie was in the video for this. Like, Lil Debbie was just friends with Krayshawn, and then she decided to start rapping, and she's the worst. She's the worst. Also, she's the worst. Oh, nice work going straight from a fucking right turn only lane, you piece of shit. Good stuff.
Hey, yo, first things first, it's time to shake ground in the eighth round. Box battle will break down. With a peak in the rhyme tone, jump in the cyclone. S U L E, yes, yes, I know. With the bad moon, that same back, that thing for the mark.
Alright. Alright, that's. I've got 5,000 things to do today. So I am going to get inside and do them. Starting with a trip to the bathroom. I have to pee. Drink these rock stars in the car. It's bad. Alright, I'll see you later. Everybody have a good Tuesday. The podcast is already up, so I don't know. Do something.